Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. We are going to talk about a so-called war on Christmas. Is there a war on Christmas? We're going to tackle that issue, among others, here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
The holidays can arouse a depression, a melancholy, a depth of sadness that is really difficult for many people during this time of year to overcome. You would think that accompanying holiday cheer would be a sense of joy, laughter, folks having a pep in their step, a smile on their face, friendliness that usually around this time of year is almost so profound and so pronounced. It is especially interesting, particularly when you're in some of the retail stores, and usually there's a warmth, a cozy, fuzzy feeling around this time of year. But I am here to tell you that there are many people who are steeped in profound sadness and even anger. Holidays bring about some really hard times for folks mentally and emotionally. Sometimes the heart has a hole so deep that no amount of cheer can fill that heart. There is sort of an emptiness so vast that time and space seemingly grinds to a halt, especially if a person is experiencing these difficult moments. If they are alone, it can be very, very challenging. Most times the genesis of these feelings can be the death of a loved one, for instance, a husband, a wife, a grandparent, a child, a close friend. And be honest with you, I've come to learn and understand that even the loss of a pet can bring a significant amount of pain in a person's life. And if it's around this time of year, my God, folks are really feeling it. Divorce can cause deep sorrow to emerge. The loss of a home, the loss of a job. When income is significantly impacted, that can cause emotional breakdown in the lives of individuals who really want to be happy during this time of year, but find it extraordinarily difficult for that to occur. And, you know, there might be circumstances where parents right now, because, you know, folks are spending a lot of money during this time of year. So folks are trying to figure out how they can buy gifts, and parents are muddling through that emotional turmoil when there is an inability to buy Christmas presents for their children. This could be especially hard for parents who are working their tails off. Can you imagine? Two parents, or even single parents, single mom who might have worked their tails off all year long. They are paying bills. They are making sure that the heat is on in the home, that kids are going to bed, not just wrapped in blankets, but there is heat pouring through the ventilation system, making sure the lights and the water is on, pouring money into that old jalopy that breaks down seemingly almost every other week. And I can't attest to that situation myself. All of these things, when the holiday approaches, it can be very hard. Money for gifts, almost non-existent. These folks are especially painful moments when children are going to school, with their peers, and they see their peers joyously awaiting all the toys and the goodies that await for them on Christmas morning. And a child knows instinctively, because it has been so pronounced during the year that the parents are struggling, they know instinctively that on Christmas morning there might not be anything under the tree for them. And it can be very, very depressing, not just for the children, but for the parents as well. And I want to be critically or especially clear to for you folks. Children are intimately familiar with disappointment. And we make every effort to try to hide what is going on in our lives, whether bills are being paid or, you know, whether there is another shutoff notice. Children are picking up on these things. And so when Christmas time, when the holiday season approaches, it could be especially hard on families. These experiences, folks, hurl people into depression. It hurls people into anguish. Folks are experiencing a huge amount of sorrow during this time of year. Imagine not being able to provide for your children, not just food, but when you see the Christmas lights hung on the houses and on the trees and the shrubs, and you go through various neighborhoods and you see folks are just going about their business and enjoying and anticipating a great holiday. For families who are not gifted with the monetary resources to purchase gifts for their children, it is very difficult. It is hard. And with Christmas being, or it's only a few days away. And so it's important that we do something to help others who might be going through this emotional turmoil. Of course, we're not clinical physicians. We're not psychiatrists. Many of us are not blessed with enormous amounts of wealth. We have our own problems. Our own funds are limited. Our own circumstances are tenuous. And we have a responsibility to our own families. And I understand all of these things, but I want to convey to you something that is so critically important. And that is helping folks even when you're struggling. It is hard, no doubt. And I have my own challenges. I do. But I want you to consider that small gestures do go a really, really long way, especially during this time of year. We can't bring people back from death. But if the loss of a loved one is the issue that is plaguing the heart of an individual you might know, consider spending some time with that individual. If you understand and know and you are sensitive to this issue, spend some time with. You know, it doesn't require a lot of money. It just may require your company if it is welcome. Consider cooking for someone, cleaning for someone, helping around the house, taking the kids off of their hands for a while. You never know that sometimes quiet can relieve some of the pain and turmoil in a person's life, particularly as they are muddling through the death of their husband or their wife. And taking the children away for a few hours can be a huge resource for an individual. We are all familiar, folks, with how everyone is around in this instance for the first 2 or 3 weeks after the death of a loved one. And then one by one, folks trickle back to their own lives. And this is really hard on individuals because they are feeling lonely. And the reason I'm doing this show and I'm doing this show solo is because we understand the pain and what people are going through as folks are gleefully awaiting Christmas morning, just a few days away. Well, I want you to know, during this holiday season, I want to encourage you to make an effort to spend quality time with the individual whose pain and deep sense of loss has hurled them into an emotional exhaustion, some anguish, and some sorrow. If someone lost a job, consider buying groceries, Consider buying Christmas presents or perhaps helping out with a couple of bills. Because believe me, your contribution, no matter how big, no matter how small, will be greatly appreciated, especially if it's given with a sincere heart. This is really an important component to helping folks out. If you are aware that a person within your circle of influence is grappling with a huge financial burden and simply can't afford to buy presents for their children, direct them to places where toys are provided to families, like Toys for Tots and the Salvation Army. And if you're financially blessed to assist the family, take a moment to consider how blessed you will feel when you can help someone who perhaps may not be able to even pay you back. Look, life has thrown each of us a curveball. Some of us are experiencing our own financial problems. Many of us are trying to emerge from our own doldrums. But wouldn't it be wonderful if our small contribution, be it spending time with someone who desperately needs a smile or a hug, or providing some financial assistance to a family in need, wouldn't it be wonderful if our small part gives a person or a family a ray of a hope during a time of year that is supposed to be happy and joyous, but ails so many people mentally and emotionally? Wouldn't that small contribution be so fantastic to an individual who might need it? I think so. So again, your smile, your time, your hug, your financial assistance, whether small or great, just your presence might help someone emerge from a really dark place. And it is critically important that we give strong consideration to that. Speaking of dark places, I want to make a transition over to politics, because that is my bailiwick. That is what I enjoy doing. Because politics is a funny thing, because when folks have a political agenda, folks have a sociological agenda, a societal agenda, we see particularly in the news how folks can sway even legislation. It is important that we tackle some of these issues. There is a phony, feigned outrage by right-wing conservatives, particularly the chattering class, the punditry on Fox, and is being led by Bill O'Reilly. And of course, others are participating in this as well. For a number of years, they've been bellowing a false narrative that's, to me, so ridiculous that is actually laughable. What are you talking about, Ron Holland? Well, these folks have been belly aching about a so-called war on Christmas. Now, you've been hearing about this for weeks now. If you channel surf like I do, every now and then I would channel surf and I would stop at Fox News. And I could only take that channel for a couple of seconds and then I got to move on. Quickly. It is amazing to me how these folks think. They have been suggesting that the phrase Happy Holidays is somehow a veiled or sinister attempt to take Christ out of Christmas. Yes, that's what they believe. They've suggested that there is, and they've been using anecdotes, by the way, and I want to be clear about it, but they suggested that anecdotal examples of some communities erecting other religious symbols alongside nativity scenes is some grand conspiracy to attack the Christmas holiday. And we're only a few days away from Christmas, and they have turned it up. It is absolutely astounding to me. They've suggested that Christ is somehow being taken out of the Christmas holiday because of what they call us secular progressives. Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, she even howled last week that Santa Claus and Jesus are white, despite Santa Claus being a fictional character. And the actual Jesus does not reflect the white European depiction of the Christ, Kelly and her cohorts on Fox News are used to seeing. I'm sorry. I know you expect more of me as a public affairs host, but some things just I'm at a loss for words sometimes. Let me say this: the actual war or attack on Christmas is not coming from secular atheists or secular progressives or people that rightfully demand that their religious or non-religious beliefs be reflected in all segments of our society. The actual war on Christmas has been waged, folks, not by progressives, but by our capitalist free market system. Who or what has taken Christ out of Christmas? It's the free market, folks. It's the free market. Our purported Christian nation enthusiastically embrace and promote the doctrine of the free market, which dictates who and what the country celebrates during the Christmas holiday. And if you don't believe me, from now until Christmas morning, this is Saturday morning, early Saturday morning. So while you're driving 185 and 77 or anywhere in Charlotte, or if you're listening via the internet or live stream, I want you to conduct a test from now until Christmas morning. From Saturday morning until Christmas, I want you to tally the number of times the name Jesus is said in Christmas commercials. That is your test for today. Tally the number of times you hear the name Jesus in a Christmas commercial. Of all the cars, the toys, the jewelry commercials on television or radio, I want you to tally the number of times you hear Jesus either mentioned or referenced. I want you to do that test today. Start this afternoon, this morning, I don't care. Because for me, folks, the real war on Christmas was not launched by liberal progressives. It is the gatekeepers of the free market that has waged a war on Christmas. And folks, like many of you, I enjoy decorating the tree. I enjoy exchanging gifts and watching my children with absolute and utter joy open their Christmas presents. But let's be honest here. Santa Claus is given more airtime than Jesus, and it has been that way for decades, and we all know it. Now, with the exception of the church or religious settings, Jesus is hardly mentioned or seen. You all know this. It's the guy in the red suit that dominates the hearts and minds of kids and adults between the day after Thanksgiving until the first present is opened on Christmas morning. You all know this. And the system that demands Santa Claus be given first consideration during the holiday season is the free market. The free market, folks. It's the free market that ensures that retail industry, that the automotive industry, that the technology industry, that the fashion industry, the jewelry industry, and every other industry that depends on your dollars, the free market makes sure that they adhere to its marketing of the man in the red suit. You all know this. There's nothing in the story of Jesus that has anything to do with the free market or the industries that I just named. Nothing. So if there is a war on Christmas, it wasn't launched or waged by liberal progressives. It's the free market capitalist system that has taken Christ out of Christmas. And to be honest, for me, folks, instead of Christmas, a more fitting term would be Santamus. Yes, I said it. Instead of Christmas, it ought to be Santamus. I'm upsetting a lot of you folks. So, as I approach the close of this show, I want to remind folks who actually stands in stark contrast to the message and life of Jesus. Now, this phony war on Christmas is, to me, utterly ridiculous. The real war on Christmas and the message of Christ are Republican legislators who are hurting the poor and working class families in profoundly cynical ways. When I hear conservative Republicans tout their version of Christianity, I have to wonder if they actually understand who Christ was and the values he actually reflected. You have to ask yourself that question, because to me, the reality is there is no reflection of the Christ that I know. Jesus had an unabashed and unequivocal attachment to the poor. So when he says in Matthew 25:34, for instance, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. He was not touting some free market social construct. He was talking about caring for the least of these. This is hardly, folks, a reflection of today's conservative Republicans who voted to slash $40 billion from the food stamp program. That hurts poor and hungry people. And that's the truth. The verse I talked about reflects the true heart of a Christian and Jesus. So when Republican governors from 20 states and their legislative cohorts refuse to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act simply because they hate President Obama, you have to wonder, who is the Jesus that they're referring to? We're talking, folks, about millions of people who will go uninsured simply because they want to repeal the Affordable Care Act and because they hate President Obama, despite the fact that the federal government is picking up the tab for this Medicaid expansion. That does not reflect the Jesus of Scripture. It reflects an Ayn Rand worldview antithetical to anything Christ-like. The Republicans, folks, led by people like Paul Ryan, bragged about preventing 1.3 million Americans from receiving an extension in unemployment benefits. Where's the Christ in that? Where's the Christ in preventing 1.3 million Americans from receiving an extension in unemployment benefits? These are the same people that contributed to the tax base of our country, and they have fallen on hard times. And yes, the extension might bloat our government and bloat our economy, but the reality is these people are hungry and starving. These people want to be able to feed their family and buy Christmas presents for their children, just like Paul Ryan wants to. So where is the Jesus in that? This, folks, hardly reflects the Christ of Scripture. And I am telling you, we are watching a bunch of hypocrites talk about Christmas. So the real war on Christmas was not waged by liberal progressives. And the Christ we're all familiar with is not reflected in the hearts or the policy agenda of people that would cut food stamp programs or prevent people from getting affordable health care. That is not the Christ that I know. And I'm sorry, I've gotten a little carried away here, but when I hear that 40 million people in this country are without health care, and there is a concerted effort to prevent these folks from getting health care, and they at the same time talk about they love Jesus, that is hypocrisy to me, because I've grown up in the church. I know the church well. I know Scripture well. And what I see from Republicans and from their policy agenda does not reflect the Scripture that I know or the Jesus that I know. And it has to be said. It has to be said, folks. I would urge all of us to consider how we actually honor and celebrate Jesus as we approach Christmas or Santmas, whatever you prefer. Because for me, folks, Christmas is more than just gifts under the tree or holiday parties. It's about God's gift to a world, a sinful world. It's about his intentions about that gift, his son, to bring mankind and our human experience closer to him. And what better way to reflect that sentiment than to be more loving? We should do that, be more loving during the entire year. But as we approach the Christmas holiday, as we approach holiday season, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Kwanzaa, whether it's Hanukkah and all the other religious traditions during this time of year, as we approach this, we ought to be a bit more loving. There ought to be a bigger smile on our face because God has blessed many of us. We have all struggled for the last several years. Our economy is making headway and coming back and being more robust. There are jobs being created in the private sector as well as in government. So things are turning around. The ship is turning around. And we have to be more careful about how we apply our politics and our social constructs, especially as it relates to people who are struggling in our society. So what better way to reflect the sentiment of Jesus and the sentiment of the Christ who came for us than to be more loving, to be more kind, to be more caring toward those individuals who particularly are in need of a hand? Let us be more helpful toward those who actually require love, those who require and need a hug, those who just simply need someone to smile. Yeah, I got a little carried away, but this is an issue that is so close to my heart. This phony, feigned war, feigned outrage about some war on Christmas, it really irks me. It bothers me because we all know that there hasn't been a war on Christmas launched by liberal progressives. The real war on Christmas is when policy agenda prevents millions of people from eating, from being able to feed their families, from being able to provide health care. That is the real war on Christmas. It's a war on Christ. And that is our reality. So as I close this show, I want you to be reminded of what Jesus stands for, what his values reflected. It's not some free market capitalist construct. It is caring for the least of these. That is what Christmas is about. That is what Christ Mass is about. That is the reason for the season. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I want to, first of all, wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Let us all remember what this season is about. It is a reflection of God's gift to humanity, and we ought to all reflect the sentiment that God expressed to the world. I want you to hug someone, to love someone, to give of your time, to give of your resources, to be an individual that actually cares for others. That is the reason for the season. That is what Christ reflected, caring for the least of these and opening up your heart to individuals that just might need your smile. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. This show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.